thoughts when Brady Quinn comes on board?
Just like the same of all of our acquisitions in the offseason. You know, I thought it improved our team and certainly improved our room. And, you know, Chris and I were good friends, so sad to see Chris go and hope he can go on and have a couple more good years in the league. And but, you know, welcome Brady in into our room, and hopefully we'll have a better quarterback room this year than we did last year.
Is there any thought like, okay, I'm fighting for this again like I always do in my career, or your mindset's the same no matter
who? We started out with you, Mike. I was kind of going into this this year just kind of focused on self-competition. Obviously, there's room. There's things that I got to do to improve, obviously, or we would have been in the playoffs last year. So every guy's got improvements to make to get to our goal, and that's really what I'm focused on. The things that I got to do to get this team, get this offense to where we need to be.
So Josh has said that year two in this system should be really big for you. What are a couple of things that you're hoping that after a whole year in this system, starting year two, that you'll be able to improve? And have you already started?
Oh yeah, we've already started. It'll be. I don't want to say easier, but it'll be. It should be better for myself and all, you know, 11 guys coming back that have been in this this system for a year. I've been through it once. You know, when I was in Chicago, it was a whole new system my first year. Year two is better. It's just guys are more comfortable. We're already ahead right now. You're able to talk to guys about different things rather than just say, you know, hey, this is what you do on this play. Now it's, this is how we should run this play. This is what I want you to do on this play. This is how I like it. How do you like it? It's just better communication all around on offense, and hopefully we can just start off fast and just improve.
Were you using the full, do you think he was using the full playbook, everything last year, or is it going to open up even more?
No, we were using the full playbook, but I just think the more you're around guys, it's, you know, I see something on the field. And maybe last year I had to signal something out to the receiver or you know, signal something to Jabbar or Eddie. And now maybe this year it's just, you know, I've played with him now for a year. We see the same thing. I just look over at him, and we know what we're going to do. You know, so it's those subtleties, and that's important in this league, you know. It's when you can play with guys without any question on what you're going to do, it's the defense presents enough problems how it is. If you can know what everybody on your team is going to do, it makes it that much easier.
Do you think you'll have more of a downfield passing attack mixed in? It seemed like last year everything was kind of constrained a little bit.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, that'd be great. It'd be great to get some easy plays, to get some chunk plays. I mean, the percentages show if you can hit a chunk play during a drive, your chances for scoring on that drive increases dramatically. So it'd be great to be able to hit some plays 25, 30 yards down the field.
What do you think has to happen for that to become a reality this season, more so than it was?
Well, I mean, it's easy to talk about. It's a lot tougher to do. You got to certainly get the protection. You got to let the play develop down the field. Guy got to get open. You got to make the right throw, and you got to hit him. So you certainly can't have a ton of wasted throws down the field. You know, it's great to say that you want to take shots and throw the ball down the field, but you can't. You only get 65 plays in a game. You can't waste plays either. So when they're there, you certainly got to hit them.
Do you think that'll be a product of, like you say, the second year in the system?
Yeah, no question. Yeah, no question.
How about a couple weapons aren't here, Marshall and Scheffler, and they may not be. Do you like the weapons you have without them? I mean, Jabbar and Eddie.
Well, we've got a lot of talent at the skill position. We've got a lot of talent on offense. We'd love to have everybody back. Those two are great players. Certainly going through a tough situation right now, I know. And I hope it works out for them one way or the other. But we'd love to have them. Love to have all of our best players and get ready to have a great season.
Josh said he called you right after the trade. Mm-hmm. What was that conversation like? Did he tell you, you're my guy?
Just to summarize, it was just, you know, bringing competition into the position. And, I told him I've never backed down from competition, and it really won't change my mindset going into the season at all.
He also has said you're the starter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how much did that mean to you? I mean, because obviously people are talking with Brady, he's a big name guy.
Well, you know, I just... my focus is on getting this offense where we need to go, and I feel like I had a good year last year. I'm going to have an even better year this year, and the more you can be around guys, and the more you can be that guy, and have everybody looking to you, the easier it is.
When you were coming out of college, and going through the whole pre-draft process, and going through these workouts and stuff, what were these private workouts Like, what do you remember about that? And did you ever have coaches asking you to change things about your?
No, I didn't. I had my one pro day, and that was really it. You know, I had some teams there, and had a pretty good pro day. That's all I kind of remember. I just think, guys put so much emphasis on the pro days and all that stuff. You got 4 years of tape in college, and you can see the players, you know, that are going to be good and the players that are going to struggle, in my opinion. And I don't think these pro days really make too much of a difference at all, to be honest with you.
Super quarterbacks, I mean, how you play in college is...
Well, I know my 40 time wasn't going to matter too much, so I'd rather just go off the 4 years of film that I had.
You talk a lot about getting better yourself. In what ways now, you know, you're removed from last season, had a good season, what ways do you think you can get better?
I think I can take my leadership to a whole new level. I think to have a great offense, you got to have a guy that demands it from everybody, starting with himself. So I got to demand perfection out of my play. And I'm going to expect that from everybody else on our offense as well. So I think that's my main goal. And second, just take this offense to a whole new level. Whether it's at the line of scrimmage, whether it's making the plays down the field, whether it's making something out of a busted play, just whatever it is, make sure that we get in the end zone when we need to get into the end zone.
You mentioned leadership. I mean, is that why you're here? I mean, there's a lot of guys in your situation that have obviously chosen not to be.
Yeah, I don't blame anybody that's not here. That's certainly their right, and hopefully all those situations get worked out, because those guys have had, good career so far. And as a rookie coming in, when you're when you're a late round guy, all everybody tells you is have great years. You know, just work hard, have great years for those 3 or 4 years, and you're going to get your time in free agency. They certainly had that time taken away from them, and it wasn't their fault at all. So I don't blame anybody that's not here. But as a quarterback, I think, the teammates need to see me here. I want to be here, and I've made it clear I want to be here for a long time too. So this is certainly not a deadline on these RFAs and getting tendered and all that stuff. There's no deadline. You can still get deals done, and hopefully that's getting done.
Would you be here even if Brady wasn't? I mean, this was your plan to be here?
Yep.
For the offseason?
Yep, that doesn't. Him coming in hasn't changed my work ethic, hasn't changed my approach this season. I knew we had to get better as an offense, and there's, no way that we're going to do that if I'm not here.
Do you see your backups or the other guys at your position as kind of a fuel for yourself? Or I know you're self-motivated. But
no, I don't think you can ever do that. You got to be a self-motivated player. You got to realize, this is the NFL. Somebody's always going to come take your – Tom Brandsitter was going to try to take my job this year. If Chris was here, he was going to try to take my job this year, and Brady's going to do the same thing. And the only way I keep my job is to perform and win games, and I plan on doing that.
How about back to the labor situation? And obviously it's on everybody's mind. And first, personally, how tough has this been for you, like you talked about? I mean, those – I know you're talking about the other guys getting yours taken.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah, it's tough. We didn't do anything to cause this. The RFAs, we didn't do anything to cause this. We went out and played as hard as we can and tried to earn a contract, somehow down the road somebody opted out of something that caused us to get in this situation. Everybody was making a ton of money, and somehow they said it wasn't enough. So it's frustrating, but it is what it is. And, as players, I just feel like we've got to be ready for a lockout, because the steps that have been taken, certainly look like it's leading to that. So whether you say now it can never happen, or, the fact is that that's what it's looking like. And as players, you got to be ready for it.
Obviously, when you're very well versed on that situation, how likely do you think a lockout is? Do you think there's any chance of something getting done?
No, I hope something's getting done. I hope something's getting done. I've always said, at the end of the year, there's a lot of money out there for everybody to make. We've got the best fan base in the world. We're gaining market share over every sport in the United States. I mean, this is the most powerful, best sport in the world, and it's because of the fans. And there's only one way to lose the fans, and that's to get locked out, and hopefully that never happens.
Yeah, you say that, and it all sounds very common sense. There's a lot of money to go around, and why are we stuck in this situation where you're worried about lockout?
I don't know. We had a deal that seemed like it was working for everybody, and I'm not in the owners' meetings. I'm not in the negotiating room or anything like that, but obviously, somebody said they weren't making enough, and it wasn't working for them.
Have your teammates picked your brain about this financial aspect of since you came back from Hawaii?
Well, yeah, I'm certainly here for the team, you know, and they voted myself and Brian and Vonnie and these guys to be there and to learn all this stuff, to absorb it all, and to come back and make sure that they're knowledgeable in it too, because it's going to affect their lives, you know, and you'd hate for somebody not to prepare for it and have it happen, because you know, it could be a tough situation, and I think everybody sees it as, you know, billionaires locking out millionaires and all that stuff. Well, to a first-round rookie, you know, first-year rookie who came in the fifth round, he's not a millionaire, you know, and he's trying to support his family, and it'd be a shame for if he said, well, it's just not going to happen, and he didn't prepare for it, you know, that'd be a shame to financially kill himself like that.
When you talk about preparing for it, are you talking about savings and this sort of thing?
Yeah, saving money. I mean, you know, you can't go out and live that lavish NFL lifestyle that everybody wants to talk about. You know, it's a time to kind of cut back a little bit and just make sure that you're ready.
Bronx made a lot of moves, free agency on the defensive side. Not a ton of moves kind of on your side of the ball. What do you think about the lack of?
I haven't really thought about it. I don't. We'll have 11 good players on offense. I know that for sure. And I don't really, you know, the coaches and the front office, they know the direction that they want to take the organization. They want to take the club. And I don't talk to them about it. I don't give them insight. I don't, hey, we need this. I think that's not my job. My job is to show up and work my butt off and be the quarterback. And I let them handle everything else.
If you went out and had a lineup 11 today,
we'd be ready to go.
Somebody snap, be there to snap the ball?
Oh, yeah, we got guys, you know, you got the draft, you got free agency still around, but we've got guys in here that can play ball.
Now, can you talk about getting involved in the Denver Rescue Mission and why that was something that you wanted to do?
Yeah, it was great, you know. Well, first of all, you know, Denver's been a great community for myself. You know, we've been here for a year now, and you can tell how great of a community Denver is. You know, it's a tight-knit community. Everybody's been great to Bridget and myself, you know, I just think it's a sad deal when you drive around and see homeless people and hungry people all the time, and it's tough on those people. And I think they asked me to get involved, and we wanted to get involved, and we got guys like Champ and some other guys that have been involved with the rescue mission. So we know it's a first-class operation, but just with this April food drive, I think everybody thinks about giving during the holidays and all that stuff, but when really, you know, they have a lot of shortages right now, money and food and all this stuff. You know, they still got to feed people when it's warm and nice outside as well. So we thought this would be a good time for us to get involved. We partnered with the Birdman, and that was a lot of fun to get to see him and meet him. And we had a lot of fun in the studio. But hopefully we can raise some money and you know, raise a bunch of money for food for these guys.
You were involved in one of the pretty big quarterback trades last year. What did you think of an ad deal on the Dallas weekend?
It just shows, you know, this is a day-to-day business. You know, a guy that can do all that stuff for a franchise and take him to all those championship games, and, you know, he can be out the door the next day. So just got to cherish it while you're there with your teammates and all that stuff. But man, to go inside the division was kind of surprising to me.
One of the things Josh talked about at the end of the season was he really wanted to get Eddie Royal way more involved than he was last year. I know it's early, but what kind of expectations do you have of Eddie?
Yeah, we've already talked about Eddie and myself. Just for whatever reason, we couldn't get on the same page. Some games, whether I missed him or he did something I didn't think was going to happen. And Eddie should be a big part of this offense. He should be a major part of this offense. And we'll get him going. We're working hard, and we'll get him going. He's going to have a great year this year.
Probably moving him around more.
Yeah, I mean, he moved around last year, you know. Like I said, I just think a lot of it was I was new to him, he was new to me, and we just kind of, we missed some plays, you know, and that happens for whatever reason, but we'll work it out, we're working hard, and we'll get all that stuff ready to go for this year.